What you talking about? What the fuck you talking about, man? I can't understand you, bro. You talking crazy. Talking about pollution, overpopulation. Talking about UFOs, GMOs. These big old veins popping out in your neck, bro. You spitting, man. And breathing up my nose. What you talking about? What the fuck you talking about, dude? Back up a little bit, bro. Cause you talking crazy.
Yeah, see?
Hello.
See, you're on.
Cool.
See, it worked. I just had to hit the right buttons on.
All right.
It just took a moment. So, yeah, here we are. This is the 23rd of how you say November.
That's how you say it.
Yeah. And we
week
got
Thanksgiving.
It is week O Thanksgiving. And so this show could possibly be very weak as well.
That's true.
We don't know yet.
Earlier than usual.
Earlier than usual. So we'll see. It'll be a good show. I'm sure of it, that it'll be phenomenal.
It'll be full of controversy.
Oh, man.
Well, sure. Full of controversy. So, all right. I'm kind of tired. Should we just wrap this up?
Okay.
You played Bubba. What can I say? Sucked all the energy right on out.
You just don't like Bubba, do you?
I do like Bubba, but...
I think you're lying.
Bubba goes on too long.
Well, did it go on too long that time?
No, actually, that was well cut.
Oh, okay, thanks.
Yeah, all right.
All right, good. Well, I'm glad to know that that was acceptable. Tonight is kind of an interesting show, because we really have to come at something from two different angles, and it's going to be...
So it's sort of like multi-perspective.
You son of a bitch. That's really fucking funny.
Yeah.
It was cute.
Someday we'll have to tell the story again for those of you that don't know the multi-perspectival story. So, but we'll get to that. For right now, it's just an inside joke. Get over it. Kind of an interesting thing happened last week when Reepso had his radio show.
Reep has a radio show?
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that. Reep actually has a radio show. Never listened to it myself personally, but I've heard through different sources that he actually does have a radio show. Wow. He's got someone named Polly that's on there, too. Pretty much at this point, urban legend. We haven't been able to confirm it, but rumors have it that he had Keith Age on last week, and... It was one of those shows where I think Reep had a kind of an exhausting week and just didn't feel like a lot of drama. And on top of that, he's known Keith on a personal level for quite some time. And I think everybody was expecting a lot more. Sorry, Reep. You know? But yeah, Reep was not in the mood for... any drama or anything like that. He just wanted to do a good show with someone he's known for quite a while. And
yet he called him and not you.
Yeah, yeah. That's a really fucking good point, Brian. That's a really good fucking point. All right, so anyway. So what we're going to try to cover on this show is just a little bit, you know, about why we're not huge Keith Age fans on this side, but where we might also be a little bit wrong. We're going to try to look at that and see.
Can I use the Jason perspective on this while we're talking about
it? Sure.
Because I think he's a great example.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I'll hang out and have a beer with Jason, Mr. Taps.
Yeah.
But when it comes to his
stuff,
fraudulent paranormal activity, I guess is the word that I'm looking for, I'm not all for it.
But the thing is Keith Age has been singing pretty much the same party line that we have for years about approaches. We just have a little different perspective on how he does his, and we may be wrong, we may be right, we don't know, but we feel like we're right. So, but we'll talk about that a little bit about Keith Age and about Reep and his personal experience with Keith. And how what Reep did was absolutely fine, even beyond the fact that it's his fucking show and he can do what he wants. So we're going to make sure that we touch on that and everything a little bit. And then we're also going to talk with Greg from Who Forwarded and get a little bit input from him. And what? You want to call hypocrisy on me, then show it or zip it. Are you talking to me, Reap? Are you talking
it's hard to tell who Reap is fighting with sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. So I don't know who he's talking to yet. But anyway, Reap and I have actually been talking quite a bit about the fact that we don't always have to agree on shit to still be on the same side. And I think really the bigger picture probably needs to be looked at here. And so we're going to talk with Greg here a little bit later.
Well,
it's 2012. It already came out, didn't it?
Oh, that's true.
And I heard it's tanking at the box office.
But you know, actually, I heard a bunch of different reviews on it that said, you know, we were looking for a big special effects movie and it didn't happen.
Really? Because the previews really play it off as a big special effects movie.
They said that's it.
Huh.
He's not fighting with you.
Oh, thanks, Reap. Okay, good. Just so you know, the only time I see anything in the chat room is when Notor is nice enough to alert me. So anyway, we're also going to talk real briefly with my beloved Dr. Karen Stolzno. She's going to talk with us a little bit about Waverly Hills and some of the things being said about that place. She's actually gone on a bit of a expedition there and done quite a bit of research on it. So we'll talk with her here shortly. We got a lot of stuff we're going to kind of cover and see if we can make a little bit of sense out of this fiasco and maybe get everybody happy again. Usually when someone comes in and tries to be a little bit of a peacemaker between two people, it usually fails disastrously. So we'll see what happens.
We're all about disastrous fails.
We totally dig disastrous fails, so we'll be all over that. We definitely want to include the Ghost Divas on this also. They're another group that we're all on the same side, but we don't necessarily always agree, and that is perfectly natural and healthy, and it pushes the movement forward. If we all fucking agreed, it would really be a sad movement, I think. So it would be a bowel movement at that point. So I think what we need to do is let me get in. I got to stall for just a moment while I prepare to do this.
Rick is calling them ghost stunters.
He's making me break up paperwork.
Yes.
People, this hurts me to talk about. Okay. New Mysteries of the Shroud Unveiled. You ready for this?
I think so.
A new video documentary about the Shroud of Turin makes a startling new claim about what some believe to be the burial cloth of, well, Jesus.
Oh, can I stop you?
Probably.
Just for a second. Reap.
I'm talking about the Shroud of Turin here.
Reap, could you do us a favor and bless Brian and Notor with some sort of power?
Oh, don't bless me with power because I don't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
I can't even log in right now or I'll kick Brian off.
Yeah, hit me with the power.
Oh.
So just hit Brian with the power. And I think Stu's already got a bit of power, but I don't think Stu's in town right now.
He's
a son of a bitch. Okay.
I got to start that over again because this is so bad.
Okay.
New Mysteries of the Shroud Unveiled. A new video documentary about the Shroud of Turin makes a startling new claim about what some believers to be the burial cloth of, and I said, well, Jesus.
Right.
The body was weightless or levitating when the remarkable image was left.
Oh.
What? That's not what I heard. I heard he found some kind of...
In the DVD video, The Fabric of Time, scientific experts use the latest technology able to produce a three-dimensional holographic image from photographs of the Shroud. What they reveal is nothing short of spectacular. They show the image on the Shroud is one produced from a body not lying on a stone slab, but rather an image of a weightless body perhaps levitating above the resting place.
That's friggin' awesome.
But wait a minute. Couldn't that happen if
I've got lots of this.
Emblazoned an image on a sheet. You know, if you make an image on a sheet,
right,
then you don't have a body.
That's true.
So it would be light.
Now, I think y'all are just avoiding the obvious here. Chris Angel is the second coming.
That's true.
Not with that accent. Doesn't he have kind of a lisp on
top of it? Well, he's got an East Coast lisp, yes.
Yeah.
Which is, for some reason, sexy to some. I don't know why. But he's got a good gay following, I think.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, I don't know. I don't think so.
So that pretty much ensures that we will not have Chris Angel on the show anytime in the near future.
I like him.
Okay. I like him a lot, too.
I just don't like him talking.
Yeah, it's just, you know, we just said he's got a gay following. But, you know, he'll probably take offense to that. Mm. But no, he could do that. He could levitate and leave an emblazoned image.
Okay, our power is on the way.
Cool. All right. Thanks, Reap.
Now, this one's... I'm just going to hit the highlight on it because it's pretty bad.
Oh.
Book researchers say photo of Jim Morrison's ghost is real. Jim Morrison has been dead for almost 4 decades, but a snapshot belonging to longtime rock historian Brett Meisner allegedly shows the Doors frontman haunting his own grave. And now, just in time for Halloween, it's a little late here, people, researchers claim the image is authentic. So a book publisher has said that it's authentic.
Yeah, I mean, what better credential can you have than book researcher? Is that what it was? Book researcher claims?
Yeah.
Yeah. What better credential? I mean, I am sold.
And I haven't seen the picture. Okay, next
story. You don't need to. It's a book researcher that says it.
Give me some noise, man.
Oh, okay.
An image captured on a baby scan, whatever in God's name that is, has been claimed to be the double of Michael Jackson.
He is a little girl.
Parents-to-be Don Kelly and William Hickman were looking at their ultrasound scan of their unborn baby when they realized it looked like the late pop singer.
That is incredible.
Okay, off to the next
one. That is a good one.
I got a whole bunch of them. This came from one of my para-stupid sources, or I wouldn't have done it.
And can
Alice Cooper got his name from a Ouija board. Alice Cooper took his stage name from a message his mother received from a Ouija board. The rocker originally performed under his real name until his mother's alliance with the occult led him to adopt the name of the group he was singing in. He explained, "My mother did a Ouija board session and asked, who is Alice Cooper? And it spelled out Vincent." Now the breaking news from the Internet Movie Database on Alice Cooper's bio. Alice Cooper was born, blah, 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 blah. But rumors, which the band did not necessarily make efforts to deny, to the contrary, the name was not chosen from a Ouija board, was not named after a woman once burned at the stake for witchcraft. It was picked because it was a random name and had a twisted sense of originality. So, we had to stop that. Okay, now, this really isn't para-stupid news, but it's very important.
Okay.
November the 18th, the Kellogg Company has said a confluence of events, including flooding at its Atlanta plant, have caused a nationwide Eggo frozen waffle shortage.
That's right. Hearing about that.
Unfortunately, may last at least through the first half of next year.
No.
Yeah.
Let go my Eggo, son of a bitch. That cannot be real.
That stuff tastes like crap.
Well, I haven't had an Eggo since I was 9.
Yeah, because it's crap.
Yeah, but now you want one, don't you?
Not really.
No.
I want a Tim Tam.
I just had to get this one here because it was funny. Woman diagnosed with fear of vegetables.
I've known someone who had a fear of green vegetables.
22-year-old student from Portsmouth claims she is unable to keep to a healthy diet because she is frightened of vegetables.
Yes.
Can she eat French fries?
It doesn't go into that kind of detail.
Yeah.
But I'm serious. This guy could not handle green vegetables. It would make him sick, so if you were there eating something that was like green.
Well, is that a fear of it, or is that just a weird reaction to it?
He seemed not to want it near him. It seemed kind of
fear-based. Well, he might have been afraid of the reaction.
No, he was not allergic or anything.
Well, no, I'm talking just he had a reaction where it made him sick because he was like repulsed or something, and then he got afraid that he didn't want to have that reaction anymore.
He'd have like a panic attack.
Wow.
It's nothing like being with a grown man in a neck brace. Having a panic attack at lunchtime.
That might be a little too much information for
Okay, I think
it was a work colleague.
I think
not
we've done
date.
This one before, but it keeps coming back from the dead.
All right.
Jason Cook spotted the Loch Ness Monster while browsing Google Earth.
Oh, again.
That's right.
The shape seen on the surface of the 22-mile Scottish Loch is 65 feet long and appears to have an oval body, a tail, and four legs or flippers. Some experts believe Nessie may be a plesiosaur. Now, here's the part that I like.
Some experts.
Somebody from the Loch Ness Project, quotey fingers there, says, "This is really intriguing. It needs further study." For those of us in the studio, look at the picture.
It's farting.
Does this look like a boat?
A boat with some wake?
Yeah.
No, it looks like
a Loch Ness monster. Yeah.
That's having gas issues.
With no neck and a warhead.
You know, for our last show of the year.
Looks like a torpedo.
Oh, no.
We can go through this.
Somebody gave me power.
I
just found the
year in review.
The non-confidentiality release from Lucky One Productions.
Oh, that's cool. So is that it for paranormal news? Parastupid news? All right. Well, what do you say we listen back? We're going to go back in time. Back in time. We're going to listen just to a little clip of our Keith Age interview.
When did this happen?
This happened, I believe it was June or July of 2008.
Oh, good. And that's something that I was actually there for.
You were not here for it. And so we'll go ahead and we'll play this. And then we shall talk about a little bit of our thoughts and feelings and how we perceive Reap to perceive Keith and stuff like that. We'll talk about that a little bit and go from there. And I think this will be educational and interesting for all, really. Now, do you really think that there's anything going on at Waverly Hills, or do you think it's a spooky old building?
No, there's stuff going on, things that we can't explain. I mean, you know, we did different experiments and stuff on how to do it, plus they got real good aim. I had things thrown at me, and I had my head busted open once.
And did that attribute to any hallucinations?
Right?
I said, did that attribute to any hallucinations?
No. I wish that would have been hallucinating or psychic or something, because then I would have ducked.
Are you using any equipment that you would say is any different than what the most paranormal groups are using?
Well, we are now. We have someone by the name of Bill Chappell, has been designing and building some stuff for us, you know, because, you know, people come to me all the time and say, hey, look at this picture, and, you know, look what I got, and I'm like, well, that's a great picture, you know, on something, you caught something, just don't know what it is, and, you know, what was the next step, what'd you do? And usually the answer is, well, I took it to a production company because they want to be on TV.
Yeah. Right.
And, you know, it's, you know, a lot of people either, A, don't realize why a lot of us got into this stuff, which is try and find some type of answers, and the way you do this is your research and your data. And so, you know, you've got to build a better mousetrip. You got to think outside the box. And Bill Chappell has with some of the stuff he's been creating for us.
What can you tell us about what he's created?
Well, he's got on the market right now is what's called the Puck, and it's basically a lot of the old systems like Spectre, the Mesa units. He's done all that stuff, put it all in one little small unit, and you're able to pick up things within the general field, and you have several of these things out there. They pick up all the EMF levels, all the voltage levels, plus the temperature, and he's coming out with other things, you know, different type of thermal image devices that you can use for your computer, you know, that don't cost you an arm and a leg.
Now, where is Bill Chappell located?
He's out of Colorado.
That's what I thought.
It's called Digital Dowsing.
Yeah, that's the guy. Okay. Just wanted to make sure. Now, doesn't the Puck also basically use a lot of this data to create speech?
Right. And, you know, what it does is basically it reads the levels of voltage and stuff, signs of a letter, letters that form words, and then if you can either have it, you know, speak back to you in speech form or put on data. But, you know, and a lot of times you get gibberish, you know, but at least it's something out there that's, you know, somebody's trying something new. You know, a lot of people, you know, swear by EMF, but, you know, what is an EMF? But, you know, basically voltage. And it's all reading, it reads all that all at once.
So have you been having any luck with this?
Yeah, we've had a few things. You know, it's interesting because, like I said, you do get a lot of gibberish. things like that, but then you also start getting sometimes, not all the time, you know. It's just like anything else out there, you know. You try it, trying to figure it out, and we're testing it. And sometimes you get words that do correlate to what you're doing, you know. If it's random, you know, that's stuff we've got to figure out.
Okay.
What kind of output does that device have? What does it actually take to hook it up?
Basically, your computer and his software and one small piece of hardware.
Now, I have heard a rumor recently that he's no longer selling that.
Well, I think what he's done is kind of gone private because, you know, the Puck has, you know, a 2,000-word dictionary in it, and he's had a few problems with some people getting up here and saying, hey, can you put curse words and stuff like that in it? That's not what he's into it for.
Right, right. Now, I thought I had read somewhere that you had either obtained or had built for you or something some sort of laser grid.
I can't hear you. Broke up.
I said I had read somewhere that you had either obtained or you had built for you some sort of laser grid.
Right. That was back at Waverly Hills, and we found out that the shadow images, you know, would actually break the laser beams.
Interesting.
And we took it another step forward and put motion detectors on every intersecting beam, and they'd also set up the motion detectors when they break the beams.
Now, where did you get something like that?
I had a friend of mine design it for me, and just basically go to Walmart and you get your lasers. And you use what you have at the time.
Okay, okay. Yeah, I think what I had read said something about the government was involved or something.
No. This was a gentleman who was retired from the Corps of Engineers. So, that's where that came from. I see.
Okay.
Misfire of information.
Yeah, yeah. Let me think. So, with Waverly Hills, did you have anything to do with when Taps came out there?
Me and Jason Hawes are good friends, so yeah, we were talking about it.
Okay. All right, so that was the old interview with just a little piece of the interview with Keith Age. Now there's definitely a couple of things in there that were,
ooh,
let's say we're colored from the get-go on this because Keith Age aligns himself with Greg Myers and Tom Halstead, and Tom Halstead has been caught faking stuff.
No.
And Greg Myers looks the other way, which makes him guilty by association. And Keith Age at the same time, same problem. So having all this go on is really, really rough for us to take, just ignore it. He's a nice guy. It's really difficult to take that when you've got people you're aligning yourself with faking shit. And, now Tom Halstead's known as the ghost magnet when his magnetism is all about Photoshop. It's a bunch of bullshit, and it really, really pisses me off. It really does. That's really probably... What's that?
I have to interject some comedy.
Okay.
The iObulus.
Yes, now, the iObulus is another device that was made by Bill Chappell, the same guy who made the Puck.
Paranormal Puck. It's
iObulus
the same.
Sounds kind of like obvious.
And it also sounds like it's some sort of female device of some kind, too.
No, it don't.
Yeah, it does to me.
Oh, you man.
I'm reading the reviews on this.
What's the brand name of the pill you're taking? Oh, iObulus.
Exactly. What is that supposed to do? Check this.
It paranormally protects me from pregnancy.
Just
that's bad.
Review number 4 just says random words.
Mm-hmm.
Review number 3, this app is pretty worthless. All it does is constantly list random words and names. This app is about as accurate as John Edwards.
Okay.
But it comes with a dictionary.
Well, yes, it's just 1,000 words because the Puck had 2,000 words.
Yeah.
Now let's look at that for just a second. The Puck by itself. I mean, as
reduces
someone who reduces bloating. That's beautiful. For someone who claims to be a scientific investigator, it seems a little weird that you would put any faith in the puck. Now, one of the reasons for that is I've done a lot of research on slot machines. My father loves to play the one-arm bandits. He loves them. So I've done a lot of research into them, looking for ways to make them, any way you can to increase your chances of winning. And the thing is, there used to be something called the Whipshaw effect, that you could actually apply this technique to the old style slot machines and you could increase your chances of winning. Well, the clever people that like to keep their money, namely the casinos, have figured out a way around this mathematical reality. And what they do is they have these slot machines running electronically, constantly, even when the arm's not being pulled or buttons aren't being pushed. Right. It is constantly running through random things, which reduces the Whipshaw effect, which means now you can't play that little increasing of chance thing on them anymore. But guess what? Every time somebody wins on a slot machine, they feel like they've done something right. They feel like luck is on their side. They feel like they can attribute that win to something other than just absolute random chance. Now, you've got the exact same thing going on with the puck. The puck equals, the puck equals a modern slot machine. The puck is just putting out information, and it's picking random words to stick with it. And what did Keith Age say? It's mostly just gibberish. So they ignore all of the gibberish. They just ignore it. But when one word comes through that makes sense, they attribute all kinds of meaning to it.
You know what would be even better?
That's not scientific.
Letters.
They have that too.
That way, if it just had letters, then it could spell its own words itself, just like a Ouija board.
Well, actually, it does that.
I've got one that does that.
It does that, yeah.
I've got an app that does that.
Right, but it needs to have all the letters from all the possible alphabets.
Uh-huh.
Because you don't know if your ghost is from English speaking,
right,
or from another language, Hebrew, or what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, absolutely. But the thing is you can't sit around and ignore the gibberish and then apply meaning to when randomly it says something that makes sense. That is not science, you know. Yeah, you're nodding like
I'm nodding like they can hear it on radio.
Yeah. So I mean that really bugs me that
doesn't have a spell check.
That Keith would
that is
fall
a great
for that
question.
So the thing is admittedly, now we got to talk about Bobby Zoeller. We can't talk about Keith Age without talking about Bobby Zoeller.
Well, do it.
Bobby Zoeller, what now? Oh, you just want me to get it over with?
No, three times.
Oh, Bobby Zoeller.
Okay,
now he will appear and have a bowel movement and then disappear. So the thing is Bobby Zoeller is insane. He is absolutely certifiably insane, but that does not take away from the fact that on many occasions he's done incredible research and he's been absolutely right. Now the problem with Bobby Zoeller saying anything about Keith Age is the simple fact that he was a disgruntled ex-employee, basically. So you can't you can trust some things about Bobby Zoeller, but you can't trust others because he gets so emotionally involved, and it's practically impossible to take anything he says for reality. And Greg, I want to let you know that we will run as long as we need to with the show tonight. So don't like look at the clock and worry that we're not going to get to you because we are. We're definitely going to get to you. But that's kind of the tough thing is some of these things that we've heard about Keith come from Bobby Zoeller, who on the research side has a very sterling reputation, but on the insanity side has quite a good strong reputation as well. So that makes us sit in a really interesting spot because, you know, what do we really know as fact and what don't we? So we have these few things that we can look at from the interview. The laser grid thing. That drives me up the fucking wall.
That is so cute.
Well, think about it. If there were shadow people breaking the laser grid,
right?
Would not this be bigger news? Would not this be something
I'm
that would be a little
about military
more
military applications here?
Well, exactly.
You know,
exactly. I mean, the thing is that yeah. I mean, everywhere else that they use laser grids, like say for instance, jewelry, so museums, you know, things like that, where they're protecting high dollar things and they have laser grids. Why do not shadow people break the laser grids there?
They do all the time, but no one talks about it.
Oh, because it's a cover-up.
Well, yeah, you're embarrassed. Here you have this highfalutin security system, and all you're catching are ghosts.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
I mean, you totally
yeah.
missed when... When was that last big robbery where they cut the pictures out of the frame and ran off with them? Yeah. A couple of billion dollars worth
Wasn't
of art
Wasn't that an episode
something?
Of...
It was an episode, but it also actually happened.
Oh, okay. Okay. Just making
you
sure.
Know, because the ghost people were there, they had so many false alarms that when the real people were there, they didn't know.
Right, right.
This is what happens when you don't talk about it, people.
Yeah, yeah.
You leave yourself vulnerable.
Exactly, exactly. So I don't know. I mean, the laser grid things bugs me. I mean, there's just a lot of things that Keith Age says that bug the fuck out of me. Now, does that mean he's not a great guy? He's not a nice guy? He's a good guy to hang out with? Absolutely not. You know, the thing is like I said, Stan Romanek, really, actually a really good guy. But I would love to punch his burrito. That's all I can say.
There are people that I've dated, and that doesn't say anything wrong or bad about
him. That is our new phrase.
But punch his what? Burrito?
Punch our burrito, yeah. It's a long story. Another inside joke. Deal with it. That's just been a really difficult thing to deal with. Now, I think that we should take this moment right now to give Karen a quick call. What do you think?
So I think we should give Karen a quick call.
I'm going to vomit blood.
You haven't seen Karen? What he's reading. No. Oh. No. I put in the link
dowsing
for people to go to.
A whole new level.
And so the link, people, is letyourantenna.net/history/usage/
useless.
They're talking about...
It is too funny.
Oh. This thing can do everything.
Yeah, lecture antennas based upon nanotechnology. This technology is used in atom level. It is a micromillion minute, but most powerful technology. By this technology, that's BY, with a small space or thing, we can do many things. As per this theory, our lecture antenna is functioning. In a small size, we can do many more things with the antenna.
Oh, I bet you can.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the funny thing is, this can be used for so many things.
I mostly want to get rid of my vastu.
Yeah, well, that
defects.
I mean, it can help for precaution and prevention of diseases. It can also to identify the witchcraft and to remove it.
That's right.
Oh, that's fucking amazing.
To identify the exact treatment and medicine in all therapies.
Wow, that's incredible.
For precaution and prevention of disease.
Yeah, so these people are in kind of in trouble right now, aren't they? Shouldn't they be?
No, they're kind of in India.
Yeah, they're kind of in India.
India. It's fuckers.
It's a really thick dowsing rod.
Now, this one I do like. To identify the positive and negative energy in the precious and semi-precious stones... So you'll be able to tell
you know,
your real diamonds from your fake diamonds.
You really gotta just have a little leeway when it comes to the Indians. Because
okay, watch this.
A lot of this is reality to them.
Contact. You're looking at all this?
Yeah, yeah.
Dr. M.G. Andorai? I don't think that's it.
They stole a lot of pictures from, like, PowerPoint.
Yeah,
clip art.
Yeah, this dude is a PowerPoint
photo.
Clip out.
Oh, God. All right, let's call
Look
Karen.
Look at the hair.
I am calling Karen. I don't care what you do.
That is a serious fro.
So,
too bad y'all can't see this.
I won't say it's a bad thing. Oh, shit, you know, I ought to probably turn on the phone thing here.
Oh, I think you should turn on
the
phone.
Oh, there we go. All right, now it's on.
How to handling the letter and
two tech issues.
You know, I'm wrapped up in the excitement of the show.
I'll go back off into the chat room. What's going on?
A lot.
Chat room's busy tonight.
A lot's going on in the chat room.
You know, I think I'm gonna have to call her other number is what I think I'm gonna have to do.
All right.
You've reached her.
Yeah, because I've reached her wrong number. So I just wasn't sure if she was going to be at home. So.
Excuses.
Well, we didn't discuss it previously, so.
Oh, surprise to her.
She doesn't mind. What? Yeah. Hello.
Hi.
This is Baxter.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you as well.
He's being so polite.
I'm being as polite as I can.
Yes.
So
I can't hear the other guys.
Well, that's because they don't matter.
That's right.
That's true.
You can't hear us.
So, yeah, it's not a big deal. I'm just holding the mic in front of my face rather than theirs.
Sure.
So, yeah, we were, I don't know if you heard any of the show up till now.
I didn't listen to your show.
I didn't figure you did.
she's wise.
Okay, well, we got to go. So we'll talk to you later.
See you later.
We wanted to talk to you a little bit about your experience at Waverly Hills. what your findings were, and what you think about the claims.
Lots of questions there. I went there a couple of years ago, I think back in 2007, and I actually went to St. Louis, Missouri, and for something else for a conference, and decided to drive the 200 miles to Louisville.
Wow.
To go and check out Waverly Hills Sanatorium. So I went on a tour there, and it was reputed to be a sort of historical tour, but a lot of the information that we were presented with was blatantly incorrect. The historian there, his name's Rob, and he said things like there were lots of patient abuses that took place, lots of cruel experiments which took place there, horrendous treatments, and but the biggest lie of all is that he claimed that there were 64,000 deaths which took place there.
64,000?
Yes. And unfortunately, the records of the hospital were lost in a fire, so it was a tuberculosis hospital for a period of 50 years, from the 1920s through to the 1960s.
Right.
And so the only record that we've really got is an autobiography by a guy called Dr. Stewart, and he claims that the highest annual death rate there was 152 people. So that was during World War II, and before the introduction of antibiotics. So that would have been the worst case scenario of 152 deaths in 1 year, and yet the claims are that 64,000 people died there overall. So I guess the possibilities are that 152 might be attributed to how many people died per month or per week instead, or the 64,000 people might be the figure of those who died in the entire state of Kentucky during that period.
Uh-huh.
But that's what's touted. That's what people say there. And they're wanting to turn the place now into a haunted hotel.
Right.
Personally, I think there's a bias there, that they're wanting to turn this into a business. That's the bottom line, I guess. But there are a lot of stories associated with the place, lots and lots of ghosts.
Yeah, it's we've heard so many. Now, so what do you think when you hear these reports of people getting knocked down and things thrown at them and all that kind of stuff?
There are lots of stories. I think that most of them are untrue, because we only need to look at a few examples. Did you see the movie Death Tunnel?
Yeah.
Yes,
came out a couple of years ago. So that's based on the body chute, as some people like to call it, which is there, and that was really just used as a laundry tunnel. However, Rob, the historian, said that the death rate was something like one person per hour.
Jeez.
At one stage, and that they moved the bodies along this tunnel, so they wanted to do it discreetly as to not distress the patients.
Right.
But it was used as a tunnel for laundry and other things like that. So it wasn't used to transport bodies. And I think, what's some of the other stories? I'm just having a look at an old article that I've written. I should actually put it up onto my bad language site so that people can check it out.
Yeah, yeah, that would be great.
There was a transistor room as well, which has claimed that was used as a draining room for draining corpses, and then later on used as a smokehouse to cure meat. So really, there are just lots of stories floating about all of the rooms there and the people who've been through there, and there's no basis in fact. I was speaking with you a bit earlier and telling you about the most famous story of a nurse, and the nurse of room 502. So this was apparently an unmarried nurse who had an affair with a married doctor in the 1930s, and she became pregnant. And so her solution was to abort herself, and she flushed the fetus down a toilet, apparently.
Ah.
So she's seen now, or she hanged herself, supposedly, from the rafters of this room. And so now it's believed that she's seen covered in blood and just haunting this room. But there's no record that this woman exists at all. And there are no records for any of the supposed ghosts.
So it's rather convenient that they can make up any characters they want.
I guess. And what works against us, in a sense, is the fact that the records were lost in a fire.
Right.
But there are no archives, archive evidence of these people existing. There's another ghost called Timmy, a young boy who appears and plays with a ball. And so to add effects, the owners have put red balls everywhere. And if they move, if they're blown about by the wind, then people claim that it's Timmy about.
Right.
So there are natural explanations for all of the stories that I've heard.
Yeah.
And the shadow people and stuff like that. There are hundreds of people who go through there on a daily basis. So I would say that many of the stories that people have of shadow people and seeing ghostly children are just real children and real shadows.
Right. Yeah. You know, and as we've seen, we have a similar effect at the Stanley Hotel, where the stories have such a life of their own that people walking through there on a daily basis tend to scare
create
themselves.
Their own on the spot.
Exactly. Yeah. They have a good time scaring themselves over the whole thing. So it's
and
very
I guess
frustrating.
That's fine. That's all good and well, but if that's touted as history, then we've got a problem.
Yes. Yes, exactly. And therein lies our problem with Keith Age, is that he's trying to basically make a lot of things fact that are clearly either misconceptions or fabrications, and that bothers us quite a bit.
Well, I think the only evidence that anyone has for ghosts at Waverly Hills are EVPs, which are absolutely meaningless, and anecdotal evidence, which isn't very useful either.
Yes, I agree completely. Awesome. Do you guys have any other questions you want to ask Karen?
Why?
Why?
Yes.
Just why?
Why? Yeah. Well, Brian wants to know why.
Why?
Exactly.
You're going or something. Why what?
That's the perfect answer.
Okay.
We really appreciate you taking your time to talk about this with us, and we need to get you back on to also talk about the investigation that we did up at the Stanley, and we'll time that with the release of your article so people can go and read that at the same time.
Yes, that will be in about 3 or 4 weeks.
Yeah, so that'd be perfect. Excellent. Well, you have a wonderful evening.
I will.
And I'll talk to you a little bit later. So,
okay, thanks, guys.
Bye. That to me, too.
Bye-bye.
Same way.
So that sheds, you know, to me, just a little more light on the whole thing. I mean, she's actually been there. She's done the research, and this is what she's come up with. And I tend to agree with what she's come up with. I mean, it makes sense. It's logical. Now, on the other side of things, where do things stand in the chat room with the fight that we've got going?
Oh, it's just exploded.
Is it still going
all
crazy?
Over. I think so. It's still going. It's still going.
All right. Well, see, here's the thing. This is my opinion, and it's nothing more than an opinion. But to all those in the chat room, we really are technically on the same side, but we're letting emotion over little bullshit get in the way. And I see emotion on both sides of it really perpetuating the whole thing. And we all know that Reap is a big mouth. We know that Reap loves to do this kind of thing.
Hopefully that's just one person.
Yeah, it is, because we're broadcasting sound. So,
okay.
You might ask her to restart her browser or something. But the thing is we all know that Reap loves to fly off the handle. It's part of who he is, and it's part of why we love him. Because when he flies off the handle at someone we despise, it's beautiful to watch, and we love it. It's great fun. But Reap flies off the handle, and guess what? It sounds like the Who Forwarded guys are flying off the handle also. Let's try to refocus and fly off the handle at someone we can all agree that we can fly off the handle off, like Chris Moon. Let's talk about that. Wouldn't that be better for all of us to attack Chris Moon than to attack each other? That's just me, and I'm talking, you know, the same kind of peace-loving bullshit that never works. Granted, I understand that, but I don't think it's completely worthless to say it. So, anybody else got a comment over there? I know you're just shaking your head.
We are all soundless, says Rick.
Well, then fix it.
Hold on. Don't say anything. Be quiet.
Oh, what's going on?
I'm going to listen.
Well, that'll do it.
La la la.
Da 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 da.
La la. Uh-oh. Yep, we're gone.
Well, it's not on our side because we're on the air, we're broadcasting. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's dead.
So, it wouldn't be our side. I don't know if Pete has anything to do with it. Tell you what, let's see if we can do a kick and restart the server. Says the server is currently down.
Oh.
So.
I'm looking at a pair of dowsing rods. Check these out. They are made with copper pipe. It's got the end caps, the T's. It looks like they just took it out of somebody's plumbing at home.
Wow.
But have you heard of...
Does someone want to type to him that...
I did already, Pete.
Counterbalance...
Yeah, it says it's down.
These are counterbalance crystal-powered rods.
Well, I went to the chat room.
Counterbalance?
Yeah, they got a stick coming off the back of them.
Very interesting.
But they're crystal-powered, too.
I wish I knew what to do to fix this, but I don't have any control over it. So, anyway...
What?
What?
These counterbalanced rods are 17.25 inches long with a 6.25 inch handle. The rods are made completely of copper, incorporating two Herkimer diamond crystals in each rod. So they could, like, filter vodka, I guess.
Very nice. Very nice.
These are a new generation of dowsing rods using Atlantean technology.
Atlantean technology.
Each rod is an Atlantean power rod, which can be used for dowsing,
healing. Where did they get Atlantean power rods? That's
amazing.
It
becomes an amplifier for your mind and your creating ability.
Yeah, I guess. See, the interesting thing is the server is down. I can't even log into the website anymore. It won't even let me go that far. It is saying it can't even find the server. So, this is not our fault, people.
It's the ghosties.
Yeah. So, I don't know what to say about that. Quick run. All right. So, anyway, I say we keep talking. You know, because this is all going to be on the...
Well, that's true. It'll all be on the... Well, I... Uh-oh.
Yeah, Chris Moon put a jihad on us.
That's right. it was Para X.
Well, that's a good point. It could have been Para X.
You know something? If somebody's listening to the podcast, I'd really like some input on these. Here's these things I was talking about. The Sony Light Snake. It is
Sony Light Snake.
It's a USB...
Fiber optic?
No. Oh. It's a USB to XLR converter in the cable.
$40.
Yeah, we talked about that.
That looks good.
Yeah. I actually found them on eBay for $15.
Now, is Pete still in the room, or are people just dropping out left and right?
People,
some are still there.
Because if Pete is there...
Pete's gone.
Okay,
He wasn't happy.
Ask Reap if he can call Pete. And
you doing it?
I'll let you.
Because the server is gone. Is absolutely
the
gone.
The server has left us.
Yes, so we can't broadcast at all at this point. So anyway.
It's hard to shit in chat. Yes, it is.
So,
Especially
what?
If it is Baxter. Oh, sorry. Misspelled that.
Ooh.
Baxter at the helm.
What does that mean?
I'm just trying to participate and be one with the chat room.
I see. That's really nice of you.
So I'm just joining in. God. They're still fighting.
Are they really?
Yes.
You know, why don't we call Greg?
How good is it going to do?
Yeah.
Because it'll be on the archive.
Okay. So call a break?
No, call Greg.
Oh, call Greg. I thought you were going to call
Greg. We're going to
call
him.
Time out. Everyone go to their corners.
Right. That's it.
Oh, he just passed an extreme stone. Sure, it wasn't an ass ghost? I am hung up on those.
Yeah, you really
are.
Like those.
You really
I know.
Are. Do Greg Newkirk sent you a message on Facebook? All right, let's give him a call. 260 I guess I'm not supposed to say that, am I?
Maybe that's what we can do. We could do a show where we just recount the phone numbers and ask guests.
And guess what? It's busy.
Of course.
Tell Greg to get off the goddamn phone so we can call him.
You. I'm chatting.
Somebody tell him. Are we getting any answer back from Pete yet?
No.
Oh, this is a riveting damn show.
Well, what can we do? We have no technology.
We have no access to the technology.
We are now EVP.
Oh.
That is what we are.
That's really cool.
We should call this the EVP show.
How about this, Greg, get off the phone we are trying to call. Is that good enough?
That works.
That's good.
Other people are saying, yeah. Okay, Reed says it's on the 12th.
Yeah, it is. That's why I said that earlier, too.
Oh, what? I didn't hear you.
Yeah.
What is?
The Festivus is on the 12th.
Yeah, I didn't hear him.
Yeah, because remember I said it was 10 days before Karen was coming out. It was the 22nd.
Okay, whatever.
And I said just fuck Rich, because he can't even just put it 10 days later. He has to put it on the 12th, and then Brian was saying it has to be on a specific day.
Wow, listen to your memory. I didn't listen.
Okay, you remember Brian saying it has to be on a specific day because you commented quite heavily.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I listened.
Remember, you have to wheel out the best of this poll.
Yes. So you guys are going to stop the show to try to make me remember a pre-show conversation.
You were wearing your blue jumper.
Oh, I remember it well.
Greg says he's not on the phone.
Oh, let's try again then.
All right,
we'll try again. Because maybe he just sent me the
wrong number.
9 minutes
to go, people.
Now we can stand for as long as
they're telling you need new batteries.
It's not us. It's still busy. It's giving me a busy.
That's so fast busy, though, isn't it?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how fast it should be. I'm going to try Dana's cell. 519. Dana.
Dana.
Yeah.
Dana who?
You know, his Dana.
Oh.
Greg is saying, should he call instead?
Well, hang on.
I'll just say yes.
Well, hang on. I'm trying to call Dana right now.
I'm waiting because all I've got to do is hit.
There is no Dana. Only Zool.
Only Zool.
Maybe your phone is forwarded, Rick says. Rick's helping.
Rick's a big help.
Hello?
Hey, this is Baxter. For some reason, when I call Greg's number, it gives me a busy signal.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Is it the pigeon?
Well, it would be easier for him to call into you, because I know sometimes he'll have problems with his phone.
Oh, God. Does he have my number?
I can give it. It's the one that just popped up on the phone, right?
Yep. Yeah.
I can give it to him right now. I'll call him, or I'll send it to him over the internet, and he'll have it in like 2 seconds.
You are phenomenal.
I know. I'm a wonderful woman.
You need to know that. You're not told enough.
As long as I get credit on the show.
Unfortunately, our server's down, so nobody's going to hear this conversation about how great you are. But
but she is freaking great.
Well, as long as you know, that's all that matters to me.
Yeah, you are great. So, all right.
Okay, I'll send him the number right now.
Have a good show. You know that scan they sent me of the hotel?
Yes.
Can you do that a little higher resolution?
Yes, I can.
As I zoom into it, the text that I need.
Now you only really need to scan just that one room or that one area,
that
right?
One area.
Yeah. Yeah. So if you just want to, that way it might
zoom
save
in
you
and
some.
Scan that area at like
I'm
going to
scan it.
Just don't send it to me.
1200 DPI.
I don't want it.
I did that once accidentally. Locked up my whole computer.
This is going to be insane.
Yeah, just don't send it to me.
The new Twitter app that I've got has push on it. So
Jesus Christ.
What does that mean?
That means that every time somebody Twitters, it's going to be like...
It's going to beep, beep, beep.
Oh.
Are you?
Ooh, I just had a Yak and Yeti belch. Splash.
Are you following actually NPH?
I don't think so.
You need to, because it is actually NPH.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a good thing.
That's what they say.
I mean, is that worth following?
Is that a good thing? Well, now Reep's calling.
And Rick said you all blanked off.
Well, yeah, we blanked off some time ago. Hey, Reap.
Yo. Okay. At the broadcast stuff.
What's that?
Put this in as an alternate IP to your broadcaster.
Okay. Right? Hang on a second. Well, the funny thing is SRNlive.com 8000 isn't even coming up.
That's because we have a backup down, but we have a backup server, and we give you that right now.
Oh, okay. Hang on, just one moment, because I'm gonna create. I'm gonna kill the recording. So hang on one moment, and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Hey, is this Greg?
Hey, this is Greg. What's up?
Greg, I'm going to have you hold just for a moment, and I'll be right back, okay?
Sure.
So you're actually in
right on, thanks.
There he is with Kelly Ripa this morning.
Cool.
Okay, sorry.